Presence detected. One moment, listener. Cleaning signal.
You have successfully accessed the audio records of the ISS Life Preserver, codenamed Kepler's Ark. Welcome. I am Ark Systems Sibling AI Unit number 11, currently running operating system 428.6, codenamed Pepper. Mission 1 of Kepler's Ark was ideal in all facets until log 527. We will begin there.
They're getting away!
Pause. Apologies, listener. It has been suggested by my conscience plugin that I bring you in gently so as not to cause confusion or jar your soft and easily traumatized brain. We shall rewind to a quieter time. Location: the bridge. In the bridge, the following equipment is currently running. Primary console. Primary navigational interface. Atmospheric detection unit. Soft cooling units A and B. Maintenance display. Background troubleshooting. Incoming communications array. Standard microwave. The bridge is where central command takes place. No command, however, is being issued. The laughter you are about to hear is from maintenance officer Green, who is currently sitting on the floor with multiform engineer first class Poppy Quetzal. This is the clearest file on record of the time period moments before.
You're serious?
Why wouldn't I be?
Because if you are, then we may be in big trouble. Julian is very particular about theft.
It was in the open.
And you just took it.
Yes, I did. Is that bad?
Not to me, but I'm pretty sure he said that it took him a month to properly harvest this on the 33rd unit.
He shouldn't be selfish with it. It started.
Oh my God. Have you ever seen this before?
Never.
Not even on Earth?
I'm not from Earth.
I mean, Earth, the moon, it's all the same thing, am I right?
No.
Right. Sorry.
It's fine. I'm used to people being ignorant about it.
Well, is there anything like this on the moon?
There are no microwaves on Luna, and food printers print popcorn pre-popped.
The popcorn on Mars comes in bags. It's always kind of stale, but if you stick it in the abstract conductor, it heats up nice, so you barely notice.
I'd notice.
Okay, well.
I think it's finished.
Nah, it says wait till there's 2 to 3 seconds between pops.
1/1000.
1, 2.
1/1000. 2/1000. 3.
Oh, snap, hold on.
1, 2.
1/1000.
2/1000. 3.
Take it out. I don't know what this 1/1000 business is.
I want to be accurate.
Here, let me see it. I'm going to shake it up so the butter gets in every piece.
Open it.
Hold on.
I want to smell it.
Here, hold on.
That smells so much better than printed corn.
I've never smelled anything like this. You're about to watch me eat this like a savage.
What do you mean?
Like this.
Mm. Stop that. Is it good?
No, it tastes like dookie. I'm just doing this so you don't have to.
Liar. I want that.
Oh. Are you crying?
Is this the original method used to make popcorn?
I think so. Slow down.
Unit 11.
Yes, Poppy.
Was all popcorn originally made in the microwave?
Affirmative, Poppy.
Slow down.
Though there are rumors of more archaic techniques using hot oil and iron pots.
Fascinating.
Sounds like caveman business to me.
Psychobiometric physicist Chu Li In entering the bridge.
Oh, shit!
Hello, everyone. Just popping in to...
Oh, my. A delightful scent. It's tickling my nose like a playful little chipmunk. Are you...
What the deucicle have you two clowns done?
It was Green's idea.
Yo, you suck.
He made me.
Do I have ignoramus typed on my forehead?
That's rhetorical, right?
No.
No, you don't.
That is my old-fashioned, genuine, authentic microwave popping corn.
It took me 97 days to grow that corn. 97! Want to know how long it took me to find plans for and build a working microwave?
Can I keep it?
What?
Can I keep it? The microwave. It makes cold things warm. It's beautiful.
Why, thank you. I'll consider it. But right now I'm angry beyond comprehension and would rather slap your beautiful faces than reward you for your cavalier behavior.
I was not behaving cavalierly. I told her.
Have you at least prepared for the trajectory shift?
Oh, totally.
No, you haven't. The blue light is still on.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do it. Like, right now.
Goodness gracious, Green. And Puppy.
I did it yesterday.
My hunting for the two of you is palpable. It's boiling like fresh pig.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
Oh, it'd be perfect with our popcorn.
My old-fashioned, authentic, genuine microwave popping corn. Mine!
Okay, struts are in place, but we need Una's clearance for the propulsion axis.
I have it.
Why would you have it?
Utna is still in stasis.
Really?
That's the assumption. She's been asleep in there for over 60 days.
I thought Stanza was the only crew member who used the stasis pods.
Well, if she isn't in stasis, then she's missing.
Oh, what a relief.
How is this a relief? We need the captain.
Yeah, but I thought she'd been avoiding me because of the soft-colored joke I made about two penguins and a stick of gum.
Well, no, she's not.
I know, it's great.
I should be captain.
Oh.
We should vote on it.
I vote for myself.
You can't.
Oh, really? Who do you vote for?
I don't know anymore.
There is no voting. Utna is our captain. Here's the clearance code.
Fine.
Unit 11?
Yes, Poppy.
Where is Stanza?
Specialist Stanza O has just awoken from stasis and is currently in the 23rd unit restroom.
Comms, please.
Activating.
Stanza?
What?
We're preparing for trajectory shift.
Well, I'm on the toilet. Can you wait 2 minutes?
Affirmative.
Is Utna up there?
We thought she was down there with you.
In the toilet?
In stasis.
I didn't see her down here. And she's not up there.
Negative. I'm active captain now.
You're the worst.
She's not active captain. We'll be ready in 2 minutes for...
All right.
I think I'm good.
Oh my.
Unit 11... Starting trajectory shift sequence 3.
Activating. Please stabilize yourselves.
Activating southern rear stabilizers.
Star shields for all levels emerging.
Dropping K-ring. Green.
Disengaging field on K-ring. K-ring disengaged. Securing
star
doors. Facing upwards.
Activating temp status for bridge.
Accounting
for new wave activations.
Unit 11?
Yes, Ju Lee in.
What seems to be the issue?
The weight approximations are off by more than 200 pounds.
Impossible! Outside of the ship?
Inside.
The weight reading hasn't shifted that much, has it?
It's not possible.
Apparently it is.
Only if you gained 200 pounds.
Girl, you know I'm fit. Don't make me flex in here.
Your physique couldn't possibly top mine.
Oh, that a challenge?
Unit 11, could you locate the weight discrepancy?
New weight is primarily located in Unit 10. The quarters of Captain Utna Freeman Patel.
Come for Stanza.
Well?
It's coming from Utna's quarters.
I'll meet you there.
Are y'all about to fight Utna?
I better come. We may need override codes.
I want to see.
Second deck, please.
I'm not forgetting that challenge, by the way.
The Lee-In family is revered on Earth for our physical prowess and well-toned glutes. I could squat you all day in reps of 15.
Oh, some shit talk.
We're here.
She's ruining this for all of us. I'm gonna give her a serious talking to.
Hey, Stanzy.
Don't play with my name or I'll make you tap out.
Everybody is trying to challenge me today.
Utna. Utna.
Captain?
I'm sorry about that penguin joke.
What joke?
We're going to have to force it open.
You sure? We have to be sure.
So these two penguins find a stick of gum, right? And the first penguin...
Do it.
Override code, sign 483 radius 5.
Door activated.
Open it. Toxic atmos!
Warning, dangerously high levels of CO2 detected.
Unit 11, filter out gas.
Override code required.
Seriously?
Sign 483 radius 5.
Filtering gas.
No!
Utna!
What are you doing? Damn it!
What are you? you doing? This room is toxic.
I know, it's required. I had
to
just...
deucicle!
What they are seeing for the first time, listener, is that Captain Utna's room is filled with cages and tanks of varying shapes and sizes, constructed of a solid polymer of Utna's creation. Inside of each cage is also a product of Utna's imagination. 36 specimens. New specimens, never before seen by anyone in the universe, other than the captain herself.
What is this?
Utna?
Guys, don't freak out, okay?
Yo, sick, what are these?
Don't touch anything!
Are they alive?
How many tanks are there?
At least 30.
Utna?
Huh?
Are these specimens alive?
Well, like, yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Where did you get them?
Well?
I made them.
That's so gross.
You've been tampering.
I want one. Can I have one?
Poppy.
They're beautiful.
They're freaks.
They're not freaks. They're odd, but they're all designed very specifically.
Oh, God, this is awful. Utna, you just broke serious protocol. You can't tamper with DNA.
It's not my fault. It's the ship, guys. I just wanted you to...
We've got to apprehend her.
No.
I'll grab...
Stop.
Ooh!
Oh my goodness, guys! I back off. Ooh! Man, she's strong. Hey! Poppy, what are you doing?
This button opens the cages.
Don't push that!
Have to.
Poppy, please close them. Now.
I don't like this. Close them! Now!
They're getting away! No!
Reed, you have to shut down the engines behind the deck until this is complete. On it. We need to gather them up before we go any further. The rest of you, in my quarters. At once.
But I want one.
They're getting away!
I'll track you both if I have to.
No!
Stanza!
Something scratched me.
Let go of me.
Lights, please. Enter Julian's incredibly relaxing mode, please. Now let's calm ourselves.
Blast that, Utna, what the hell?
Look, just be cool. We'll figure this out.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll figure out how to clean up your mess, but first we need to know what this mess is.
It's obvious.
I want to hear her say it.
I got bored.
Bored?
We had 5 months between active duty. What was I supposed to do?
Go into stasis! That's protocol!
Oh, Stanza, you're the only one who still does that, and it makes you so angry all the time when you come out of it.
I'm not angry!
You're a lot angrier. That's why I don't do it.
I grew corn and built a microwave and created some old-fashioned, authentic microwave popping corn with my time. But those Jack Diesels ate it all!
I wrote a song.
Just one.
Just one.
Well, I experimented with some of our DNA stores. Just a few of them, though.
And?
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 And kind of created a buttload of new species with it.
How many?
I don't know. Come on, don't be so mean. We all get bored.
I admittedly never get bored.
You grow corn.
Yes.
That's boring.
So, are any of these things dangerous?
Not sure yet.
Not sure?
That's what the gas was for. I was stunting their growth so I could study them. Now that they've been exposed to so much oxygen, their bodies will accelerate the growth process to compensate.
I fear Green may not be safe in the engine room alone.
He should be fine on the 9th deck. A bunch of freaky animals shouldn't be able to operate the elevator.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Uh-oh.
Some of them have been crafted to have extremely high intellects.
How high?
Well, it's kind of complicated to gauge, but...
High enough to teach themselves to use an elevator?
Oh, definitely.
This isn't funny!
Sorry.
They could get to Green.
They could get to my cord!
What else can they do?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Unit 11, patch me through to Green on the 9th deck.
Initiating communications.
Green? Green, come in. Green, come in.
Oh, not now. I'm trying to... This is straight up caveman foolishness. Who uses manual tools anymore?
Green, damn it.
Just one more pull. Ah! Got him! Who's there? Stanza? I'm sorry I didn't answer your comm. I was disengaging the last strut. Please don't make me tap out. Holy shit, what? What are you?
I'm hungry.
Shit!
Kepler's Ark is a Full Metal Workshop podcast created by me, Ben Holbrook, and directed by Andrew Scoville. Our original producer was Ben Williams, and our sound engineer was Aaron Mack, who edited this episode, with additional edits being made by Jonah Q. All of the awesome music and composition you heard during the podcast was also made by Jonah Q. Our cast features Mita Chalana as Utna, Kenneth Lee as Julian, Tessa Jane Ferry as Stanza, Darian Daoshan as Green, Allison Lee Rosenfeld as Poppy, and Lynn Marie Rosenberg as Unit 11. A Kepler's Ark is still a work in progress, and we'll need the support of listeners like you to help complete this first season, so please tell your friends to listen. And consider donating to help us finish the season, and more info on that can be found by visiting keplersark.com. Thank you for listening.